could see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
It's just yes, it is. Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program this afternoon. Family, I tell you, I do the YouTube and the Facebook, shall we say, ministry. You visit them and you try, you do emails and postings back and forth to folks. Some you know, some you don't. Some you get to know and you don't know anymore. Oh, it just goes and goes. But to tell you what, what I'm finding out is you can talk about Krishna, Buddha, you can talk about Ebola, you can talk about, this is not good, but I'm going to mention it anyway, you can talk about, and it's true, we'll use Pakistan for an example, but it's not just Pakistan, United States, it's not just Pakistan, let me tell you. But Pakistan is reporting, of course, that human flesh is ending up in their food supply. Fast foods. America is going to come out in America too now. For those that don't know, it's going to be made public. It's coming. You're going to be announced it. They're going to start investigating it. They already know it's going on. It's ugly. It's deep, dark secret that's going to be brought out because the Illuminati, the elite, want you to know. But besides that, they're required to tell you everything they're doing or going to do. They do it in such a way that some people won't take it, a lot of people won't take it serious. But they have to tell you what they're going to do before they do it. And they do it on shows and other places of broadcasters, TV, radio, newspapers, and so forth that are working for them, pretending to be on your side. When in reality, they're working for the Illuminati with a cover Operation Mockingbird. It seems in the past the good ones, the real ones, have been killed, died of heart attacks or shot or murdered or accidents and so forth. Interesting. At the highest level. And those that started speaking the truth too soon, Larry McDonald, JFK, Martin Luther King, many others, Nancy Schaefer, they were not under control, not under a blood oath, were killed in some way. Because they had power, they had control, they had followers, they had clout, you might say. So they had to go. And those that have clout, those that have importance, that are telling the same things, it's interesting how they still live. Still in the air and so forth, isn't it? They'll tell you 80% truth and deviate. I could talk all day about Ebola. We just go around and get the doctor reports and even call somebody at some hospital to be a guest on my show, whatever, and talk about Ebola for the past hour if you want to. What's it going to solve? Nothing. It's good to know about it. It's controlled. It's orchestrated. It's planned. The vaccines will be what will start the pandemic, not the actual spreading of it. It's controlled. They want to make sure their people don't get infected. But this control by giving the vaccines gives you the pandemic. So they got to scare you into getting a vaccine. That's how they scare the young girls and families into thinking they're going to get cervical cancer at 50. So we got to vaccinate you now with the HPV vaccine. That's all going to probably kill you anyway or cause you not to have children that we know already is the purpose of it. We're not going to tell you, though. And the doctors and nurses either don't know or they're under a blood oath or witchcraft, which is a blood oath as well, not to tell you. That's literally true. It's designed to sterilize, but they don't tell you that. It's killed 140, 450 girls already, injured tens of thousands. Four countries already banned it. The United States is still doing it. Only covers a couple of HPV viruses. Young girl will get cervical cancer, the possibilities, when she's 40, 50 years, 50-some years old. So why give it to them 9 to 12? Why give it to young boys? Well, I'll tell you why they're doing it. To sterilize. For control, population control. That's the purpose of it, depopulation. See, they're here to depopulate, not help you. It's a Luciferian agenda at the highest level of government, medical, religious, political, that'll be government, educational, scientific. JFK tells us about it. People can read it. Listen to the JFK speech, 1961, and just like, wow, that's amazing. Okay, pass beans. I'm hungry now. Let's go. Nobody pays any attention to it, really. He tells you right there. JFK's speech. I've got the 19-minute version and then the shortened version that just talks about the main points. I found a good copy of it somebody made. I've played it many times on my broadcast to make a point. And the quotes, goodness gracious, the quotes about the New World Order goes back almost a century plus. Except people still deny it, and you give them 40 quotes, 50 quotes that's from high-level, credible sources, and just right over the head, man. They'll still argue the point and block you or whatever. It's like, wow, and where are you? I'm dedicated to broadcast. Today, we're going to talk about continuation of homosexual and the perverse spirit. Woo-hoo, that's a no-no. Do I stir the pot and push the envelope or what? But you got to know, when I say the perverse spirit, family, that's not just homosexuality at all. No, no, no. It's adultery, murder, fornication, all those listed in the Bible, inclusive. So it's not just homosexuality. Homosexuality is just a representation of all the others. Do you understand this? And when I say perverse spirit, it's exactly what I'm talking about. It's supernatural. It's not a genetic code. It's not, well, when I was a little girl, a little boy, and I was 5 years old, I always knew I was a girl, and it was, all that's baloney. It's baloney. You notice all of a sudden in the past year, past 3 months, there's been a drive for this, been a push, a push, a push to build up a core education background, a core education root system to change the thinking. When you say marry or date or go out with or whatever you want to call it, with someone 15, 20 years younger than you, we'll use this for an example, 30 years younger, ooh, dirty old man, okay, that, or vice versa, a woman looking for a younger guy, whatever. Here's my point. That's not the area I want to go to. But the point I want to make is it doesn't work. You know why it doesn't work? It doesn't work because each 10 years, give or take, the culture changes. The icons change. The music changes. The education changes. The science definitely changes. The sociological, psychological values, the fashion, the icons on TV, everything changes. You ever notice that? So when you're, say, hypothetically a 50-year-old guy and you've got a 30-year-old girlfriend, all right, hypothetically, you're going to say, you know, hop along Cassidy. She's going to say, who? Who's that? You're going to say, Father Knows Best. And you're going to say, well, she's going to say, well, no, he doesn't. No, it's a movie. It's a TV program. A what? See, they don't know. They don't know. They don't know Hopalong Cassidy. They don't know Daniel Boone back in the day, Fess Parker. They don't know all that. The Bell Bottoms. Oh, I saw that in Smithsonian. You know, it changes. Well, the religion changes. The structure of the family changes. The work ethic changes. Notice that, too. Even drug names change. The Q words. It's groovy, man. Groovy? What's groovy? What does that mean? You know, they have different words. Family, this is all planned out. You understand this? Tavistock plans these changes, integrates them into the system every 10 years. To pull that generation further and further away from the generation prior to 1945. Who does it? A behavioral think tank called Tavistock. Case in point. Sing Along with Mitch. The big bands back in the day. All of a sudden, ain't nothing but a hound dog. Yeah, okay, you got Elvis Presley shaking those hips, man. And you got It's a Hard Day's Night. Beatles. You know, they were planned by Tavistock. The hairstyle, clothing, the occult integration in the system, in the songs, were all planned by Tavistock. It wasn't that someone was traveling down to Mississippi and found this guy had a new, unique way of getting music. No, sir. It wasn't that at all. They made him what he was. He broke away from their mind control, disappeared prior to the 70s, he came out with a high collar. They regenerated Elvis into another icon. He's calling a drag. Yeah, you got it? He was tortured. Not tortured, physically tortured, but he was a tortured individual in the inside. He turned to drugs. He was fighting. He was fighting that mind control so bad he became paranoid. The drugs eventually destroyed him. It's highly likely they killed him. So he went up because they were losing control of their icon. You saw that happen. Did you know that Elvis was a Hindu? That was the representation of the scarf around the neck. That was what that was representing. He was a Hindu. They had to turn him to Hindu from Christian in Mississippi. That's why he was psychologically, personally, internally tortured inside because he had a pull away. He had a conflict with his spirit. That's correct. He was Hindu. He turned to Hindu because that is the religion of the Antichrist. It is the religion of the New Age movement. It is Hinduism, Buddhism, the ancient mystery schools of religion. That's the root of it. This is what's really going on. And this is the perverse spirit being integrated into the person. A supernatural entity being integrated into the individual. A lot of times gives them that talent. Beyonce confirms this her own self. And she even gives the entity of a name that comes inside her that gives her that ability to do all that stuff on the stage. And she admits that it's not really her. But when she gets ready to do a stage, something comes inside her. Denzel Washington said the same thing. Those in the Rolling Stones say the same thing. Katy Perry says the same thing. They sign their name in blood, like the witchcraft. John Todd confirms, before you could get a position on the Star Trek set, you had to become a witch or a warlock before you could get a part in that movie of the Star Trek series back in the 70s. That's the perverse spirit. It's not just homosexuality. It's all that. It is supernatural. No, I'm not Sid Roth. Pretend to be. Lord, no. I'm dedicated to broadcast, and I'm just real anxious to get started. I don't want to talk today. Well, I should be. I got a real broadcast today. That was silly, wasn't it? I'm going to talk about today how the diseases. We'll go a little bit back over yesterday, but not much. If you want to get yesterday, you have availability to it. Then we're going into curses and designs. These aren't being talked about today. It's glossed over by the fear of Ebola. It's glossed over by a fake World War III. It's glossed over by, you got elections coming up. Elections are nonsense. I'm going to touch a lot of points today. It's not going to make a whole lot of people happy. But I got to talk about them. I got to bring them up. Some of these things I talk about may even put me under conviction in my own heart, but I have to talk about them. Whether I like it or don't. Whether I'm neutral or pro something, I don't care. I have to talk about the truth, and I will. Till I can't talk no more. In one way or another. That's how I see it. That's why sometimes I admit some of the things that I've done, I have to. I can't be a hypocrite about it. Maybe it's good, maybe it's not, I don't know, but I feel like I need to let you all know that I'm not a hypocrite, that I am guilty of a lot of the things I'm talking about. But I have to talk about them. Dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we thank you today. We come together in this prayer, in this broadcast, in our Bible studies. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, for the network that you've given us, that we can share in this knowledge and share in the gospel. And Father, do this on a daily basis. We thank you. Father, most of all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on a cross for our sins. Lord, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that keeps us all in touch. And Father, you touch us through the Holy Spirit to guide us in the right path. We thank you, Father, for your holy word in the King James Bible. Father, for all these things, we thank you for the protection that you give us by those warring angels. Father, we call upon them. Father, from now on, we call them to come protect us and with the blood of Jesus to surround us. Father, we pray for our brethren. We pray for our family members, Lord. We see miracles happening around us, Lord, that family members are being softened up, maybe, Father, being touched. Holy Spirit has given them responsibility. Is maybe, Father, pulling them in little by little by the other divine appointments that sometimes we don't even know that, Father, the Holy Spirit is at the work. We pray for, Father, we pray for awareness acknowledgement, courage to come out of our leaders, that, Lord, that we'll have whistleblowers to come out and speak the truth. Father, we pray for those Freemasons and the secret societies, Lord, that you'll touch their heart and give them the courage, give them the strength, wisdom, and knowledge that they can pull away from these secret societies, renounce these blood oaths, cut off the generational curses upon their families, Lord, to give them that knowledge that they, Father, can lift their families out of this control of these Luciferian agendas and Luciferian organizations, Lord, that they'll be free. And, Father, give them protection. When they pull away, Lord, you know that Satan goes after them. Lord, we need that protection. We need it now. Father, we do pray that your will be done. We pray, Father, that you show us what we can do to fulfill thy will. Father, we pray for children now. Lord, we pray for the children to be released and those that have been abducted for these satanic sacrifices, Father, that you protect them, Lord, or bring them home to you and give them comfort in their time of terror, in their time of, in the families, Father, that's missing their children, to give them comfort, Lord, and to use these tragedies, Lord, for your glory, that you will bring families together and for your good. Father, we pray for an awareness of these coming end times, to see through the deception that's being put out by these churches, synagogues, cathedrals, that's, Father, that's not preaching a true word about spiritual warfare, not preaching a true word about redemption and repentance. That, Lord, that you'll touch these churches and clean these churches up with your Holy Spirit. And, Father, to exalt the King James Bible, the true word of God, Father, we do need that bread. That's why, Father, we pray to guide us and pull us along. We pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, our bodies are made up of, I don't know exactly how it works. I'm not a microbiologist or a molecular scientist or any of that, but atoms, molecules, quarks, whatever they got, those little things, run around, one makes up the other, and so forth. You got the idea. The speed, the vibrational quality of these particles that make up the particles and make up the particles right down to the God particle that they can't find and they never will, gives everything its physical quality that we can interact with. When you increase that speed of the molecule by energy, increase the movement of the molecules, the atoms, the quarks, and all this other, photons, protons, croutons, whatever the heck they call them. And when you increase it way past 186,000 miles per second, you enter another dimension. But who has the power? God does. It's based on 186,000 miles per second. We're not talking traveling with a theory of relativity, traveling with a rocket from point A to point B at that fast speed. We're talking about the speed of vibration, of frequency vibration, that make up everything that is. So a frequency vibration, for example, of wine, is different than water. That's what makes the wine. It's still within a certain variance that we can interact with it. But all it takes is a minor change of vibration of energy applied to that wine or that water and turn it to wine. That's all you got to do. Family, this is knowledge. This is called alchemy. And they call it witchcraft. But see, they have learned the principles that God put forth, applied formulas, alchemy, knowledge by trial and error over centuries and centuries and centuries to be able to manipulate. So, for example, you take lead and you change the vibrational quality of that lead to that which equals gold, You'll turn the lead into gold because they can manipulate by using alchemy and certain knowledge of invocation and applying certain principles and so forth. It's taught the secrets. That's why the Freemasons take blood oaths. That's why witchcraft takes blood oaths. That's why the Illuminati takes blood oath, because they've learned the secrets, the dark secrets that God was trying to keep from us at the Garden of Eden. The knowledge of good and evil. Now you see why? It gives us a false sense that we're gods. Just by manipulating, using energy. But so we don't have that energy. Well, electric eel does. Go grab one, find out what happens. We as humans don't have that energy to do that. So what we do, now watch this, is Satan knows that. So using mankind rituals, they come in this world. And then they give reward, power, to humankind and knowledge. But the power is not coming from humans. It's allowing the demonic spirit to come inside you that gives you that power, and they do it, make you think it's you. So you get rewarded by your ego getting boosted by, look what I can do. I can go through this, I can do that, I can change this. And don't you see the Copperfields of today? The real ones, the real magicians, have done nothing more than give their life to Lucifer and the satanic realm. And those demons do those tricks by manipulating the molecules, the particles, etc. If you invite them inside your body by full possession, there's your energy source. There's your battery that can change your molecules. And when they're done with you, they will kill you. And when they use you, they use up your life force. You die early. And when you're not prepared, you have a little thing called spontaneous combustion. So when the fire department shows up at this house, and they reported in some of these articles that, man, I've never seen nothing like it. What was that? Well, the guy was burned from the inside out. And everything else was there, but there's no scorch because it comes from the inside. It's demonic. Because the energy was too much for that human's carbon and iron DNA to handle. So you say, well, how can they do it? Well, the fallen angels and the hierarchy, the kings and queens, they have a copper-based DNA that you don't have, because they come from a bloodline going all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt that are the sons and daughters of the fallen angels. Genesis 6:4 and 6:2. Job 38:7. The sons of God took the daughters of men, created Nephilim. The Nephilim, the DNA, has been quantified to where they almost can be human. Not giants, not abominations of physical anomalies, but kings and queens, presidents, prime ministers. Now you got it. Of the Merovingian bloodline. That have a copper-based DNA that allows them to be fully possessed and are channeled. That's what's going on today. That's where magicians get their amazing abilities and powers. The reward is they get financial reward, they get notoriety, they get books written, they get people going, ooh, ah, did you see that? That's, wow, that's amazing. Did you see America's Got Talent? Some of the clips on YouTube. And they have a magician coming out doing crazy things. Do you just not see the reaction? Mouth pop open. They sit there and gawk. When really it's nothing more than a demon that's come inside an individual. And demons around them on the supernatural level, causing these things to fly and move and materialize. That's what it is. No magic. In the sense it's coming from a human. We call it magic, but it's demonic powers. That's temporary and will be taken away. Yep. I got a list of things that they do to pull in their initiates. I'm not going to go over it now. But based on rewards, ego, internal rewards, financial rewards, etc. Nobel Peace Prize, Rhodes Scholarship, all this is based on the Illuminati's lure. Nobel was Illuminati. And they give them these peace prizes and all these international awards to give them credibility when all they're doing is spouting off their humanistic, Marxist, and Luciferian agenda. So we're amazed. Your Nobel Peace Prize. Oh, your Nobel. He's a Nobel Peace Prize winner? Wow. He wrote a book? Let's go listen to his lecture. He's got to be telling the truth. When in reality, he's not. So we're amazed at the new discovery. But then the discovery, 2-3 years down the road, it's overshadowed by another discovery that counters it. Every single time. Science can't get it right. That's why they call it a theory. Ha! You notice that? This is the perverse spirit and the supernatural playing games with humankind, awaiting that day. I talked yesterday about the life of the homosexual and what they go through. And it's not as pleasant as they may appear to be. Because in their darkness of their room, they're tortured of themselves. Many commit suicide or lust. Not just homosexuals, again. This is the link between the homosexuality, the perverse spirit, and paganism. Paganism is also based on the supernatural. Many flavors, many different directions you can take and go. A smorgasbord of distractions. Paganism, Shriners, taking on the Islamic flavor with the fez, making it look like Islam when in reality it's ancient mystery schools of religion. Abominations, blood oaths. What's that got to do with it? Bohemian Grove. Actors becoming world-renowned actors. Well, here's the deal. For them to become possessed, to have those powers, to learn, understand and acquire the powers of alchemy, knowledge of alchemy, to have a high position, they must take a blood oath. At the highest level, 33rd degree, the royal secret, and that's why they go through 32 degrees of blood oaths to make sure that royal secret is not revealed. Or the 322 that they want to become as gods. Genesis 3, verse 22 is their secret number, 322. And here is what I'm getting to. Is that they must perform a homosexual act or an abomination against God, which then allows a demonic spirit full access to their body, which gives them that ability, that power, that notoriety, that position they wanted, or that project to be promoted somehow because the demonic world makes sure it happens. Because they've given their life to the demonic realm, therefore the demonic realm will see that their initiates are rewarded. And an act of homosexuality, what does that mean? Sodomy is a favorite one. So someone that comes on to be a movie star or a high-level Illuminati, they're going to have to rape, murder, sodomize something that's against God's creation to cause the Holy Spirit to pull away and allow the demonic spirit to take up residence. You understand that? Paganism is a way to practice it. Homosexuality is a way to initiate it and to put it into effect, as is adultery, as is drugs use, alcohol use. Some way to pull down your conscious connection and tie with the Holy Spirit to allow you to be weak enough that you won't call on, won't be able to call on protection of the Holy Spirit. This is what's happening today. And by changing the laws, you take away the opportunity for someone to do the right thing. You change the laws to go against the Bible now. Now you're asking for trouble. And they know that. To hide it, they bring people like Jonathan Kahn and others that say, you've got to do something now, and you got to... They know nothing's going to be done. They do that to placate. Boy, this ticks me off. They do that to placate the American public, so you'll say, well, at least somebody's saying something. Yeah, saying something. It's like singing in the wind. Because it causes you to calm down and go back to your business, mind your own business, while we infect your country, infect your culture, and bring Lucifer into your life. So just, we'll take care of it. Don't worry. Somebody's talking for you. I've got books out, so people will read it, and whatever. In the meantime, secret societies control your government. They control the European government. They control Scandinavia. They control Russia and China. Against their own people, even. They don't know that. They use the soldiers as cannon fodder, even the Chinese and the Russians think we're enemy. We think they're enemy. In reality, all the leaders are working together against their own countries because they're in the Li family, L-I, Li family, in China, Ginsburg in Russia. For example, all the kings, all the queens, and your prime ministers and presidents, ha, a dime a dozen. Putin, Obama, Tony Blair, all these guys, man, they're a dime a dozen. Oh, they're significant on our role. And they use them to get things done. Oh, absolutely. But they always have a replacement. It's not a problem. If they get power-lusted, they simply assassinate them. They can't just take them out because that would be, it would reveal the true power. So they got to produce a false flag. That's how it works. It's supernatural. That's one part about Sid Roth I can agree with. When he says, it's supernatural. And that's where I stop. Because it is supernatural. That's fact. It's increasing. You can see it. For example, when you read the news, it's a good point to bring this up now. We just go over the news and you read over a cup of coffee and all that, and people say, oh, this is terrible. And they say, what? Well, there's doctors here in Waukesha, whatever, Wisconsin. Doctors disagreed over whether the second of two 12-year-old girls charged with stabbing a classmate to please the fictional horror character Slender Man is fit to stand trial. So you got this fictional horror character named Slender Man, that is one of the Shadow Men, by the way, the demonic entity. Anyway, it's some kind of fictional horror, not fictional, but to fit to stand trial. These things, these books, magazines, music, Harry Potter books, these things are possessed, are cursed. Look up John Todd. He talks about the records, how they make the records. They take the record back in the day when Zodiac Records produced the first cut of an album. It was big. A big one. They take it into a temple room of sort, as big as a coliseum or a stadium. not a stadium, but a, like a basketball court. They'd have witches there. Here comes the paganism. They would do rituals over that one record. The, in other words, the Beatles would do A Hard Day's Night. They'd take the first cut of it right before it's going to be released. They'd take it into a temple room. And witches would put spells on that particular record cut. Spells that would invoke demons every time where it was played once it's reproduced. Every record, every CD, every movie, this is how it works. The same thing is done in Mecca. When they do the little circle around the Mecca cube, the cube is Saturnalia worship, worship of Satan. They don't know that, some of them. Well, when they're going around counterclockwise, together, that energy of all those folks in Mecca and Medina are drawing demonic realm down upon them, and they're being possessed. It's hypnotic. They don't know that. Same thing going on in churches today. The kundalini. The slapping them on the forehead, healed. That's putting the demon in them. Like Benny Hinn and the rest of them. Absolutely. People don't know that. So when you go to this thing, it's right there it is. This is dated today. The article came out today. A state psychiatrist. Oh, here we go. Liars by degree. A state psychiatrist filed a report saying he found the girl mentally capable of helping with her defense. But defense attorney Joseph Smith questioned the state's doctor's qualifications and said he had a report from another doctor who disagreed. They can't even make up their mind because they don't have a clue. Both reports are sealed. Prosecutors say the two girls plotted for months to kill their classmate before luring the child into a wooded park after a sleepover in Waukesha, west of Milwaukee, and stabbing her 19 times. Peyton survived by crawling from the woods to a sidewalk where bicyclists found her and called 911. Back in my day, we'd take people snipe hunting or mess around with their locker or put a cup of water over their door or something. Today, no, they stab them. I'd say things have changed. It's the evil family that's coming around, playing the Ouija board, doing the Slender Man, all this stuff. It, in fact, conjures up demonic entities, and they get into Wicca, witchcraft. Family, it's real. And a suicide is a demonic spirit. It's a perverse spirit. ADHD drugs allows that perverse spirit to come inside the body. And they want that body dead. That's why they take the children and say, oh, you have ADHD. Gives them like 13 signs. And then after giving the drugs, the parent comes back, and rightfully so. Oh, wow, thank you, doctor, for the drugs. It's, my kid is so much more calmer. Yeah, he's medicated. Hello there, parent. Knock, knock on wood. That's your brain. Of course he's different because you got drugs in him, for goodness sakes. That's why a lot of these psychologists are Freemasons. They're under a blood oath to keep quiet. Imagine that. I've heard more than once about a high rate of suicide going on in Alaska. They say part of it is because of the darkness is all the, a lot of the times causes depression and so forth. But you also have a lot of spiritualization going on up there. Wiccan. From the shaman. Yeah. Now, going on to another step. There was an article came out. Oh, I should have had it ready for me, but I don't have it here. Let's see. Article came out recently. About, the child that wanted to kill her sister, her brother, her family, because she wanted to go out with this older guy. She is underaged. And she did stab her sister and her other sister and was restrained because she's going to kill her whole family. She is being told what to do by this guy. Family, this is demonic. Totally demonic. Every bit of it. And unless people understand how to fight the demonic realm, this is not going to stop. It's only going to get worse. And this is what they don't want you to know. This is what I tried to reveal. And it's not very popular what I'm talking about at all. Because you come under conviction. I can't find the actual article right this second, but it came out today. And the young girl had actually stabbed her sisters. And was in the process of going to kill her parents, too. But they restrained her. This is fairly recently. This is only part of the reports. So when you read them, this is where it's coming from. You'll always find an instigator or some tie-in to some Dungeons and Dragons game or something like that. Because those things are, in fact, possessed. Especially that Ouija board. Unbelievable. And if you go ahead, don't believe me, but if you go ahead on your own and you do the research about the suicides attributed to the use of the Ouija board, well, there you go. Start finding out how this works. It's amazing, really. Well, now before I get into today's program, I did have some news I wanted to go over. And one in particular that I was warning about some years ago is now becoming another frontline news. The Pope now is talking about eliminating the death penalty. You see, they're going to the New World Order, the New Age movement. Their role is to eliminate all prisons and the death penalty. Do as thou wilt is the whole of the law. So little by little, they'll start eliminating the prisons. Letting the felons out, you're going to find that start happening. One reason or another. Once they make legal the marijuana, is made legal, so they can mass medicate you, and then put it in an e-cigarette, yeah, have your own bong water pop underneath your chin. Isn't that convenient? And so you have a mass medication, and that lets down your control, aligns the demonic possession. That's the purpose of it. In any case, they hide it under, it'll cure cancer. And the government's got it illegal, so it must be good if the government's got it illegal. So the government will say, oh, okay, we're just going to let you have it. So they got to take it away from you, so you'll want it, and they'll give it to you, because they want you to have it. They used fluorine in the 1900s to mass medicate the population. I got this documented. Hitler practiced it on those in the concentration camps and tested medical topic experiments on those people. They had a captive audience, you might say. 6 million of them. So, the Pope is now calling to eliminate the death penalty. See, he's falling. He's a Jesuit. So little by little, they're falling right in line with this New Age movement and their criteria. Pope's just doing just what he's told to do. Is eliminate the death penalty. Next will be to release those from the felons. Close down all prisons is what he's going to do. Worldwide, you understand this. And they are going to use felons, well-trained, multilingual, to be a national police force. That's always been planned. Quote, Pope Francis defends prisoners' rights, calls for abolition of the death penalty, unquote. And there it is. Oh, it's Michigan. That's where she was. In Michigan, I found it right here. In Michigan was where this young girl was going to kill her parents. Plymouth Township, Michigan. 15-year-old girl accused of stabbing her young brother as part of a plot to kill her family so they could run off with a 23-year-old man, so she could run off with a 23-year-old man, appeared in a suburban Detroit courtroom where a judge set bond at $1 million. Goodness. She's charged as an adult with assault with intent to murder and conspiracy to commit murder in last Friday's attack. And Michael Rivera, the man she allegedly wanted to run away with, faces the same charges as well. He was ordered $1 million bond Sunday. He's part of it. And he's going to be filed sex charges against him because she was a minor. They say that the girl stabbed her brother in the throat, tried to stab her younger sister, and the boy was treated at a hospital. Prosecutors contend that during the attack, here you go, Rivera was outside of the girl's township house sending text messages instructing her. He was using her to do his dirty work. She is under the man's spell. Unquote. That's what I wanted to find. And here's something else I wanted to find. And right there it is. The couple said they adopted the girl and her two younger siblings from Poland. When she was 4.5 years old, they said that she had been receiving treatment for depression. Now, what do you think that might be? They came from a very, very, very bad background. You see, they were locked in closets, beaten by their biological parents in Poland. That is an ideal seating for Satan to start to operate. Give them the psychotropic drugs, and you've got possession and use, and there you go. Family, that's what's happening every single time. You got a pamphlet going around school nowadays in Florida. A pamphlet showing a Bible sexually assaulting a woman given to high schoolers. CBS News reports an atheist group plans to distribute a pamphlets whose covers depict the Bible sexually assaulting a woman to high schoolers in Florida. Family, are we about there or not? This is crazy. The group, the Freedom from Religious Foundation, first attempted to hand out the pamphlet alongside other books in what they call non-tracts, the free thought answer to ambiguous religious tracts in May 2013. The District Orange County Court Public Schools found some of their materials inappropriate, I'd say so, and refused to allow them to be distributed. The FFRF was motivated to share the godless news after it heard that the Christian group, World Changers of Florida, had been allowed to set up tables in communal areas. See, they never stop. This is all part of it. They hit all the schools, and every school is a school of humanism. Charles Francis Potter, 1930, confirms that. And college universities as well. Pray against these things, family. Know where the source is. I got an article here, October 22nd, that was yesterday, 2014. Talk about moms today. Every working mother remembers the moment. The first time she slips off the tightrope she'd been sprinting on between the two pillars of life, career and kids. Okay, stop. This is by design. Destroy the country, you destroy the family. How do you destroy the family? Same-sex marriage. Get both families working, both husband and wife working. Put babysitters in there. Have the government to set up daycare centers. And on and on. Family, this was put in a report by Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 1977, on how to destroy your families. And she was one of the first ones to perform a same-sex marriage when it first started coming about. It's all part of this Luciferian agenda. Now here's a little report about the working mothers and all that. What I see through it, what I see into it, is how they've accomplished their goals. Working an average of 37 hours per week, respondents owned up spending more than double that amount of time, 80 hours per week. Slaving away at home on chores, childcare, and cleaning, and stressing out. It's all going exactly to plan, because that's what they planned to happen, and it's working. They say, quote, what's happening to their family life as a result isn't pretty. 44% of these women's families sit down together for dinner less than 5 nights a week. And when they do it, a third say meals last less than 20 minutes. Couple time isn't any better. The woman reported spending just 6 hours alone with her partners each week. Now, don't tell me that their plans isn't going exactly like they'd planned all along. In case I got new listeners, I give you what Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, so you'll know that I'm not just blowing smoke. This evil woman, just another like Ayn Rand, they use them as avatars. They use them, and they are evil, man. They are worse than you can only imagine, and so the men, too. That are Freemasons at the highest level, Shriners, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, based on her report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights and previous court opinions in 1977, is coming to date now. They're patient. She stated that the federal government should, quote, provide comprehensive child care. Well, that was to get the children out of the home. Number two was to change the homestead law, and that was to provide double benefits to couples who don't live together, as to husband and wife who do live together. The purpose of that was to split the families and marriages, and it's working perfectly. Draft women in the military, assign them to combat duty, apply affirmative action to the armed forces, and that was in order to equalize the number of men and women. That's a 77. Leon Panetta, a Knights of Malta member, fulfilled that last year, June 2013. It was time. He lifted the men and women to frontline units. They applied affirmative action, equalized the number of men and women. The purpose of that, specifically, was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. And it worked. And to bring sexuals to the military, 1993, don't ask, don't tell, keep quiet. Then they said with Obama, it's either Bush or Obama, this ended up being Obama, to say, hey, it's okay. You want to be homosexual? Tell everybody. 2012, there was 15,000 homosexual assaults, male to male, in the military. That was to break down and destroy the cohesiveness of the U.S. military. It's working perfectly. And that's where the Joint Chief of Staff is sitting on their hands taking a blood oath and briefing the Council of Foreign Relations as traitors to this country. And the others are quiet because they can't say a word. They'll lose their position, lose their job, won't be promoted, so they're quiet. That's what's going on in the Pentagon. It's not based on patriotism, sovereignty of the nation, fight for freedom, and all that nonsense. Because that's what it is to them. For the American people, it's all what I've just said. But we're fooled. And made to fight each other, and made to fight wars. It's working with leaders at the Luciferian agenda. I'm not done. Another part of her report was to eliminate traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner. That's traditional. And the wife as a homemaker. That's traditional, the way God set it up. But integrate all male and all female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, sororities. So her report was the following, without my commentary. Eliminate the traditional family concept of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as a homemaker, and integrate all male, all female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities. That was to set up what we're dealing with today. They set up in 1977. So you have church groups and you have outside groups that's withholding any support of Boy Scouts, of not letting women come in, girls, or not letting transgender in their all-male organization. They're putting pressure on them. Boy Scouts was created by Freemasons. Order of the Era, which is above Explorer. Eagle Scout. They've got rituals that closely associate with shaman. Ritualized satanic practices that you don't know about in the Boy Scouts at the highest level. They also use them to promote the ones they want to use in the future by Eagle Scout to political positions, science positions, whatever positions, and that's where they recruit for their agenda. And what's the purpose of this? To eliminate traditional male roles. This is what they've been doing all along. And the next threat is the UN General Assembly approving the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, which is designed, that was back in 1989, ratified 1990, September 2nd. The facade is to protect rights of children, but the reality is so the UN can take the rights away from the parent and control the children. And Hillary Clinton is on top of that. You elect her president, man, you got some serious problems coming on. She brings on a vice president called Wesley Clark. You got Satan in the White House. You got Satan today in the White House. You had Satan with Bush. You had Satan with Clinton. You had Satan with Nixon, Reagan. Every darn one of them are same members, bloodline, and under the same agenda, except for the ones that they assassinated since Lincoln, because they're all bloodline. That should be a shock to a lot of you, but it's true. I just said a full mouthful just now. I expose everything I possibly can in the short 2 hours I have. I used to go on for 3 hours, but it's been whittled down for the past 2 years, 3 years to 2 hours. I try to bring new things into my broadcast. I cover some of the old things to show it in perspective, and then I hit you with some new stuff. That's kind of how I do it. Well, family, this, I'm just telling you new stuff that is integrated into the old stuff. It's the same old stuff, though, about a new world order. So, give you specifics before I move on to the homosexual perverse spirit. Let you kind of get an idea here. In Individuals will need to get used to change, they say. People will have to get used to the idea of change. Does that sound familiar? So used to change that they'll be expecting change, nothing will be permanent, unquote. Illuminati Insider. Therefore, you have your generational split by design. Quote, people are too trusting. People don't ask the right questions, unquote. Does that sound familiar, too? Everything, quote, has two purposes. One is the ostensible purpose, which will make it acceptable to people. And second is the real purpose, which would further the goals of establishing the new system and having it, unquote. Population control, authorization to have babies. Individuals won't be permitted to have babies simply in light of the fact that they need or in light of the fact that they are lax. Tax-funded abortion as population control. You know, back in 1969, 4 years before Roe v. Wade, he said, quote, abortion will no longer be a crime. Abortion will be accepted as normal. You know what abortion is? That people don't realize? I'd say 99% don't realize. Abortion is child sacrifice that the doctors, legislators that are Freemasons at the highest level, Luciferians, they know. Everybody else, it's a cultural issue, it's a social issue, it's a moral issue, a political issue, whatever. Personal issues. What it is really is nothing more than a Mayan child sacrifice that y'all don't know about. And the consumption of the blood, consumption of the placenta, consumption of putting the fetal material in eating foods. I'm sorry, but that's what they do. And also the vaccinations to get that other DNA inside your body. I know that sounds ugly, but I had to get it out right quick. Encouraging homosexuality, sex, anything goes. Isn't that the 1960s? Free love, baby. Woodstock. And to make sure it happened, pass me that thing, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, groovy. There you go. Because the CIA brought the drugs in 1950s, 1960s, through Vietnam, South America, the oil platforms. Bushes know all about that. Clinton knows all about that through MENA, Arkansas. CIA elaborate airports receiving the drugs. Troops that knew about it, they were killed so they wouldn't talk about it. Hello? 26 suicides per day of our U.S. military. Any question as to why? It's being orchestrated. Encouraging homosexuality, sex, anything goes. Why? Because it opens up the bodies to possession. Now you know. Those demonic entities want a body to operate on this plane. Families to diminish in importance. Blending all religions. The old religion will have to go. This was said in 1969. And the one that talked about this was an insider. He's killed later. Changing the Bible through revisions or key words. They did that exactly. Westcott and Hort, early 1900s. Couldn't touch King James, though. That's why they hate the King James Bible. Because it stands as God's holy word. And they hate it. And that's just too darn bad. Restructuring the education as a tool of indoctrination. Charles Francis Potter, 1930. Every American public school is a school of human. Unquote. Education is thus the most powerful ally. Because every school is a school of humanism. It's what Charles Francis Potter, humanist, said. John Dewey, the American father, the father of American education, was a humanist. He had planned the upcoming extraterrestrial hoax back in 1917. You heard me right. Horace Mann, another one. Every college and every university. Restructuring education is a tool of indoctrination. more time in schools, but they wouldn't learn anything. Now you know why. Controlling who has access to information. Top secret, secret, restricted, is what? To keep knowledge away from the enemy? No, it's to keep the knowledge away from citizens, because the governments work together anyway. Marines, we've been lied to. That top secret, secret, restricted use, that's all baloney. That's to keep it away from the public, to keep us dumbed down, while the leaders at the highest level work together, making us seem like we're at odds with another country. We never have been. The enemy are the secret societies, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. Now you got it? Rhodes Scholars. Sounds crazy, don't it? Look up their blood oath and tell me how crazy that is. Who's the enemy? Them daggum Muslims. Go down south. Who's the enemy? It's them Jews. Nobody can make up their mind, because they fit the enemy to the culture to keep us all divided, so you'll never know who the real enemy is. Schools as the hub of the community. Some books would just disappear from the libraries. Oh, they have. Changing laws. Ayn Rand came up with that one. To make ridiculous laws. To make everybody an offender. And then cash in on the guilt. She covers that in Atlas Shrugged. Atlas Shrugged 1957 is a textbook of the Illuminati. Written by Ayn Rand, who was a mistress. Oh boy, yeah. You know a mistress between a man and mattress? That mistress? Yeah. And Rand. Named after Rand Corporation. Rand Corporation named after her. Paul Rand. Ron Paul follows her. Her teachings. Ayn Rand. Wrote Atlas Shrugged. Is a playbook of the Illuminati. Written fictional form. Had one evil woman, man. She was given dictation by Philip Rothschild, of whom she was a mistress of, to write Atlas Shrugged. Encouraging alcohol abuse. AA, you got to be kidding me. That's a New Age movement program. Encouragement of drug abuse to create a jungle atmosphere. Restrictions on travel. The need for more jails and using hospitals as jails. And now when the New Age movement comes around, now they're going to start eliminating the jails. Change. They all talk about change. Global interdependence. Quote, to create a new structure, you first have to tear down the old. Unquote. Patriotism would go down the drain. They've always planned that, starting in 1945. They hired the anti-war demonstrators in Vietnam to do all that, to not welcome our troops back. Troops were confused. Rightly so. But was designed that way. Designed to lose from the day one that Korea and Vietnam was set up by false flags. They were designed to lose with 100% chance of it happening. It's already designed. Brock Chisholm, 1948 to 1953, director of the United Nations World Health Organization, quote, to achieve world government, it's necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas, unquote. It's all going according to plan. Food control, weather control, politics, national ID, the chip, give us the young, entertainment, violence, sex. All this is through Tavistock. Sports for girls, de-emphasize femininity. Let's put them in race cars, which normally men. Let's put them on the NFL, see how it works. Doing things that mix martial arts. All this is part of the blood games expanded by the Iron Mountain Report. People are missing the whole point. Hunting for children. It's already hit the news. One kid with a bow killed a white deer and will make sure, his kid's no higher than a grasshopper. I'm letting you know what they're doing. You see, this is my personal opinion. I'm telling you what they're doing. Is what I'm talking about here. Falsified scientific research, and no kidding. Know how people respond, making them do what you want. That's called the dialectic. War is good. You get to be cannon fodder. Keep the population down and die a hero. That was set up back in 1917. Terrorism, the great tool for control. Money and banking. Big brothers watching you. Privately owned homes, a thing of the past. Euthanasia and the demise pill. Family, everything I've been telling y'all, they're telling them in 1960, doggone nine. Euthanasia, Oregon, watch it. They're going to be able to euthanize your children, and the children can decide to die because they're disabled, and then there'll be different things later because they're under ADHD drugs, psychotropic drugs. They can decide to die, and the parent can't stop them. If you try to stop them, take them out of school, you are going to jail. Y'all want that? How come nobody's raising up in Oregon with those witches to stop their incantations to stop this legislation from passing? They're not doing it. Planning control over medicine. Limiting access to affordable medical care makes eliminating the elderly faster. Do I have to tell you about that one? No, they're doing that already. This is 1969 they told us about this. Elimination of private doctors. New difficult to diagnose and untreatable diseases. Suppressing cancer cures as a means of population control. Inducing heart attacks as a form of assassination. Education is a tool for accelerating the onset of puberty and evolution. Man, they're just coming right on out and telling you what they're doing. Man, this ticks me off. Doggone it. People wake up. William G. Carr, Red Fog Over America, 1955, first edition. I got me a copy of it. It's hard as a dickens to find one of these. It's original. A nihilist, N-I-L-I-L-I-S-T, nihilist. N-I-S-T-L-E-S, N-E-S-T-L-E-S, whatever. Chocolate. Nihilist. You know what a nihilist is, according to William G. Carr and his research? And he's impeccable in his research. He said, and I quote, nihilists, the executioners used by all conspirators who aspire to control of a world dictatorship. History reveals that these assassins are to be found in all classes of society. They try, if possible, to make the murders they commit look like accidents, suicides, or natural death. Unquote. That was a quote. And a black book, they have what's called a black book in 1955. I'm sure today it's computerized. A black book is a book in which the directors of the international conspiracy kept a record of the private lives of influential people together with a detailed report of their characteristics, faults, and failings. The information is used to, quote-unquote, persuade people into doing the bidding of the conspirators. Secret society members, Illuminati, let's call it what it is. Either because of fear of exposure or for the sake of obtaining more luxury and material rewards. That's how it really happens in the world today. And the last thing they're talking about here is redirecting, listen to this carefully now, redirecting the purpose behind sex. Sex without generation and propagation without sex. That's the Baphomet. Right there, clean and simple. I try to pull this together for people to see the big picture. You know, Canadian Parliament shooter that just happened recently? Look at the article of this. Is this leading or what? Gunman confirmed as recent convert to Islam. He has a crusades all over again. It's going just like they planned. New Jersey school cancels, then reinstates Halloween celebration over alleged pagan origins. Alleged pagan origins. They're covering all the bases, man. They're covering all the bases. Megan Mahoney, gym teacher, female, of course, charged with 30 counts of statutory rape of a young boy. Well, he was definitely willing. In comes the International Rights of the Child. See how they do this? They take all this collection. They confirm that, oh, we children need help. So we got to, they orchestrate these things to justify signing International Rights of the Child Convention, and you have a reason for it. Then they'll take your children away or let them kill themselves. This is how, I know how these people work. It's like seeing a train wrecking. You start yelling at people and they won't hear you. It's frustrating. Then pastors are being threatened with fines of $1,000 a day because they won't marry homosexuals or transgender or whatever. An Idaho couple faces fines, jail time for not hosting gay weddings, may be saved by the state law of claiming religious exemption. Oh, Cardinal Dolan says Pope Francis reminds me of Jesus. Oh, struck me. Oh, in the Senate speech on homosexuality. They are hammering this left and right. Oh, man. And remove painting of kids praying or else, atheist threatens. One school had this painting up with kids praying for like decades. Now the atheists want it down. This is all happening now. Oh, and lastly, yeah, Seattle changes Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Say what? United States Congress rededicate Columbus Day as Exploration Day. What? Oh, can I say it? Are you serious? Anyway, sorry. Inside joke. So, Indigenous Peoples Day. They're going to change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day. Let me tell you about that. We're headed toward the North American Union. That means it's a new Atlantis. That means it's going to combine everybody into one. Now, they got to get rid of the old. Get rid of the family. Get rid of traditions. That's how they did it in Kosovo. I saw it. They changed the days. No longer is the Serbian celebration day, but they make it something else. You know, so when the communists do this, and in America, we're controlled by communists. It's absolutely true. And that's linked up to the secret societies. They're part of it too, like General Boykin, Wesley Clark, all of them that are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. You heard me reiterate this over and over. Okay, out of the way. Now, so you start changing the holidays, the names of them. Then you start affecting the change in the ritual. This is what they're doing. Right there, slam dunk. So what is Columbus Day? Indigenous Day? Now they're letting you know. Or Exploration Day? Or Elmer Fudd's Day? Or what? Just change the name so you take away the sovereignty. Now, I don't care either way. My allegiance is Jesus Christ. It's not even the American flag, man. Mine's to Jesus Christ, to him to come back and stop these human sacrifices, stop these darn wars that are liars, and these secret societies, and all this stuff going on that I'm telling you about now. You see, that's what it's all about. You understand this? You see, I don't care either way. You can change his name to Elmer Fudd Day if you want to. But I'm just telling you what they're doing and why they're doing it. So you no longer look at the United States of America Incorporated, you see it as a North American union. Yeah, that's what they're doing, man. I just sit back and watch it happen. I see praying against it, giving us more time that we can witness of Jesus Christ to everybody that you can, setting up more divine appointments and these kind of things. But it's going to come to a point that rubber band is going to snap, pop, and we're in it. And get ready, man. And get ready. Judgment will come. I don't look forward to that, but it's coming. I just face the fact it's coming. Everything will change. And those Freemasons, whoo, they're going to get a shock of the life when they find out they're going to get double-crossed. So let's go to the perverse spirit. About this perverse spirit. Diseases. You know, in the world of the homosexual, there's every known disease. Now remember, I'm not talking just about homosexuality. I'm talking about every other sin that God has related to us. And homosexuality is just one more. So this represents all the others. And all the others, as I was trying to explain at the very beginning of the broadcast, it's based on supernatural involvement, supernatural entities, portals that come in. Homosexuality in the United States is just one more portal. It sounds crazy, don't it? But it's actually true. That's where spiritual warfare comes into play. In the world of the homosexual, adulterer, murderer, rapist, whatever, liar, there's every known disease. Sexuality specifically, some have other attributes, depends on who you're headed toward. But in homosexuality, it's sexual. Adultery too, I imagine. They tend to spread among homosexual males with extreme rapidity. And the rate of death by disease, if you look at it, of the homosexual at an early age is hidden from the general public because they have their own doctors, surgeons, and medical facilities. Gonorrhea is one of the most common human bacterial infections and sexually transmissible. Gonorrhea can be treated, but serious complications occur if it's left untreated or insufficiently treated. What's that got to do now? Well, when you have heterosexuals that are involved in secret societies or going to be actors or going to be actresses or whatever, and they got to join this Luciferian agenda, they got to commit homosexual acts. You see how this works? That's how it's connected. You got to connect the dots. It opens up portals, allowing possession. Diseases are part of this. And due to either continuing or local tissue damage or travel of the bacteria through the bloodstream or other parts of the body, you have complications, maybe sterility or inability to urinate, pelvic inflammatory diseases, spontaneous abortions, prematurity, stillbirths, arthritis, meningitis, endocarditis. Yes, syphilis. That's why experiments have been done on these diseases. CIA did experiments on folks back in the 1930s, black folks in the 1930s, 1940s, of putting syphilis into certain subjects. This is documented. But among homosexuality, it's common. Complications include brain damage, either organ damage, paralysis, blindness, heart disease, death, even congenital syphilis in children. Intermediate and proper treatment is essential in these cases, but does not provide immunity to future attacks. These all fit the role in the agenda of the Illuminati of Satan. You see how it does, how it works. Other diseases which are frequently sexually transmittable are crab blouse, nonspecific urethritis, scabies, or what? Chantroids and vulnerable warts. Oh, brother. You know, the rise of homosexuality, oral sex, and anal sex aggravated the epidemic of genital herpes, incurable disease, highly contagious and painful and reoccurring. Then you got herpes. More painful to females and lasts longer. Women with herpes may develop cancer of the cervix or expose the babies that they may have any time during the future at a terrible risk. Herpes is fatal to a high percentage of the infected newborns. The babies who survive, many suffer blindness or brain damage. You see how this fits in the role of Satan against us as a culture? And now they're promoting, in a hurry, transgender, homosexual marriage, all of a sudden, just bam, 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 slam, 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 right in legislative branches, hard and fast, all at one time. It's like they're in a hurry for something. Imagine that. Think they have a deadline or something? They sure do. Recently, a wave of, some time ago actually, in the past decade or so, a wave of pneumonia and cancer that's killing homosexual men, it was across the country, was traced to a mysterious breakdown of the body's disease. The fighting system, immune system, turns harmless germs into killers, referred to as AIDS. HIV, family, was created in a laboratory in the late 1970s. It was not a natural disease. Acquired immune deficiency syndrome was created to kill as a weapon in Fort Detrick, Maryland, in the late 70s, under classified projects. You got that? And what comes from it, along with the same virus, is Ebola. Yeah, that's right. And the Gulf War syndrome, immune deficiency disease, was what started killing our soldiers in the 1990s. I escaped. Well, I didn't see it as a blessing then, but my brainwashed mind back then. I can't believe I said that, but it's true. I joined the military to go fight in Vietnam. That was the purpose I joined. I wanted to go fight in Vietnam. I wanted to kill commies for Christ. Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, there's no other reason I joined the military. I would get my 2 or 3 years in, go to Vietnam, kill me a bunch of gooks, whatever, and come on back home. That's my mindset. Stupid, wasn't it? In any case, the Vietnam War ended 2 months before I graduated. Otherwise, I was heading. By the end of the year, I was heading to Vietnam. But Nixon called it off. Nixon, that wacko, anyway. Him and Reagan both are cousins. And they're both evil to the core. You wouldn't know it, but they were. Nixon was going to set up a military takeover of the U.S. government with General Cushman of the Marine Corps, 1972 to 1974. All you Marines didn't know that, did you? That's documented. Seymour Hersh talks about 1980s article. There's other articles confirming it. Schlesinger set up some things to try to stop Nixon from doing this. Oh, it's a long story. Anyway, so I went in anyway, the Marine Corps, and I said, I like this. And I stayed in 12 years and had to get out for various reasons and got out honorable, of course. And that was 3 years I got out before Gulf War. So God made sure, for whatever reason, I never went to war. If I went 20 years, I went through the Gulf War, 1990s. But due to circumstances, I had to get out in 1987. He wanted to make sure I didn't go to war for some reason. When the Gulf War came, I tried to get back in, but couldn't get back in. I wanted to go fight still then, 1990s. The Gulf War syndrome was designed to kill our troops. Agent Orange was designed to kill our troops. 1966, the government, through a contractor, made sure that the Russians received the entire specification for a glycerol factory in Russia in 1966. The purpose of that was to produce glycerol so the VC could use the glycerol from the Russians to set up detonators for their booby traps in Vietnam, which accounted for 50% of American casualties. So our American troops were targeted by our own government through Agent Orange to start the cancer in the long term, to kill off the baby boomers. That's a fact. And to make sure that we lost troops by the booby traps, which it worked, 50% was due to booby traps. The detonator of the booby traps was glycerin, given to the VC by the Russians, who received the entire specification for the plant from American industry as a result of a pamphlet published in 1966, which I have a copy, well, actually the words of it. Family, the leaders of every country work for the secret societies to reduce the population and make us fight an enemy that the enemy don't know about either to fight us. We're all fighting like a bunch of pit bull dogs trained to fight and kill each other, while the leaders trade off money and make money off of us killing each other. Family, it's been that way since 1776 until now, and it's continuing. Our leaders are traitors with leaders of every other country because they belong to the secret societies. That's your enemy. So now they're bringing homosexuals in the military, which brings me back to it, to further divide the military in 1993, Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And then later, 20 years later or so, Now You Can Tell. It's working perfectly. Going back to AIDS. AIDS is commonly found among drug addicts who use needles. Drug addicts, drugs coming from the CIA, given to mafia to distribute. Now you know the rest of the story. They use needles. Many blood banks are refusing donation from male homosexuals and intravenous drug users to protect their blood supply from this deadly disease. It's not all accidental. This is carrying on. Red Cross is created by the Rothschilds. The diseases are curses, whether passed down from generation to generation. When you say a curse, you're talking about a demonic entity that follows these diseases. A specific frequency. Specific demon. Literally. Blood touching blood. Hosea 4, 1 to 2. It's amazing how you refer to the Bible in these kind of discussions and matters. It's actually, isn't it amazing? The Bible's always got something to say about it. Hosea 4, hear the word of the Lord, ye children of Israel. For the Lord hath a controversy with the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth, nor mercy, nor knowledge of God in the land. By swearing and lying and killing, stealing and committing adultery, they break out and blood touches blood. Unquote. In these days of diseases such as AIDS and herpes being spread among people who are not professed homosexuals, but using techniques that homosexuals use, oral sex, anal sex, believing it to be sanctioned by God. If you're married, it's a different story. You're sanctioned by God. That's between you and God when you're married. Married means it's under the blessing of the Lord. I have to tell you, before I became born again, and sometime after, I've been backsliding back and forth. I have to admit, I'm guilty. But I still have to tell you about it. And then I have to be convicted of it when I read it and when I see it, when I talk about it, when the Lord puts it on my heart to talk about it. I have to talk about it. Does it convict me? Absolutely. But I'm not going to hold back because it convicts me. So what they use is Hebrews 3:4, where it says, marriage is honorable and all, and the bed undefiled. But whoremongers and the adulteress, God will judge. Whew, that's rough. Marriage is be held in honor. It's esteemed worthy, precious, of great price, and especially dear in all things. And thus let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge and punish the unchaste. Oral sex is one of homosexuals' main implements. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man soweth, he shall also reap. Galatians 6, verse 7. That's why God sanctioned a marriage with one to one. And the traditional marriage is man to woman, woman to man. So you have an abomination of that, God will pull away. The curses and designs, the perverse spirit of what we speak about, which nobody speaks about. It's a no-no. Very taboo to talk about it. But it's what's causing everything. It is what's causing everything. The perverse spirit has been assigned or divined by the spirit of divination. And what it does is carry out design or curse, which works in the life of the homosexual. Again, not just homosexuality. Remember, I'm keeping this as an example for all the others. Each one has a different quirk to it. Today we speak about homosexuality because it seems to be the push today. This design may be worked by the will of another person who may or may not be an active or known homosexual. Now, these kind of people who work the designs are agents of the forces of Satan. Others are just victims that are participating. God is no respecter of persons, Acts 10:34. But neither is Satan a respecter of persons. He's a destroyer. When I say Satan, it's inclusive of the fallen angels and the demonic realm of the millions of demons that operate and are all connected. In the, shall I use the word, collective? He needs a way or a source that he will use anyone or anything he can to work the design or this curse. So when someone puts a curse on someone, do you really know what happens? I'm not going to go over the details. I've studied it. But what happens is, and the Pentagon have, they have projects about using the supernatural. So it's not something just out of a Harry Potter book or a movie. Your Pentagon uses it. Literally. Yeah, the little rooms they have in the middle of the Pentagon. They go down that little ramp. Little rooms that people go into. You know what it is, don't you there? The royal secret, right? That's where they get their super soldiers, their remote viewers. Automatic writing. So agents are sent out to do the work, to steal, to kill, destroy. They're ruthless, merciless, tireless, and very determined to accomplish their assigned task. A lot of unsuspecting people, unfortunately, profess Christians who are not totally sold out to the Lord or knowledgeable of the Word of God or spiritual warfare that's not taught in the churches today. They'll become agents of Satan themselves because of ignorance. Not knowing what's going on. They're ignorant of the works and wiles of Satan. These people work the designs without even knowing it. You have members of the Council of Foreign Relations that do their work. Members of CIA, members of NSA, whatever, that lower level, that are experts and smart and do the work and all this and submit the report. Thank you very much now. Shoo, go away. They just don't know what they've done. Hosea 4 verse 6, God says, my people perishing for lack of knowledge. People are not aware that the source of homosexuality is in fact demonic power. They treat it as disease. They treat it as a DNA anomaly, a genetic malfunction, or something they were given because of genetics. I'm this way because I got the gene for it. No. They treat it like a disease in some cases, and it may try to medicate the person or make counsel with the person. You know, if they're sympathetic with a person who's bound by this perverse spirit without realizing it, they'll come into league with the source. They'll more or less be united with the demon spirit by their sympathy. He'll hide inside them. They've opened themselves up to the wiles of Satan. If you don't believe in supernatural, you'll never know this. This is tough to talk about. It's twice as tough to hear. Because you will come under a conviction. It's real. Designs are divined by the familiar spirit, which is a familiar or knows all about the traits and personality of the homosexual and their family and their ancestors. The perverse spirit is sent forth as an agent from the spirit of divination, from the principalities and powers of darkness, to work this design or curse, we'll call it. So, get down to the physics of it. The spirits of divination, they function as a communication centers within the powers of darkness. In churches, too. That's where you get the kundalini. You know what that is? Where they roll around on the floor, flop around like fish, or like people who've got fire ants in their pants. Family, that's demonic. When they're holy drunkenness, holy laughter, family, that's possession. A lot of these churches don't know that. A lot of the congregations don't know this. What's very, very important is that the spirits of divination are what's called the strong men behind the perverse spirit. Jesus Christ talked about this in Matthew 17:21. Howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. And you know what they did in the other Bibles? They took that verse out of the Bibles. Yeah, go pull out your little old NIV and some of the other Bibles and look up Matthew 17:21. Tell me you can find it, because you won't. In the 2013 versions, you have a remark. You can find it at the bottom of the page. You go to the bottom of the page, and the footnote, it'll tell you to go to Mark. It should be right in there. But they remove it. They've taken out the number, too. It's just disappeared. Once the intention and the work of the strong man is destroyed, strong man is the strongest demon of the legion that's inside you or them. You always have the strong man, the most powerful one, holding on to possess that body. Howbeit, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting, and they do not want you to know that. These familiar spirits, which are fallen angels or spirit guides, you know, they can no longer divine or work the perverse spirit through the spirits of divination. The demon spirits then need to be cast out when you can't operate. You also have many homosexuals that are convinced, as evident in their testimonies today, that they were born with these unnatural desires, were born to be homosexuals, But this is the work of the lion spirit that's come to enforce and reinforce these insatiable desires. The ignorance concerning the source of homosexuality, for example. Often parents agree that God has made a mistake. They go along with it. Instead of praying for redemption, salvation. They'll sadly accept this lie. They go along with it, or even encourage their son or daughter to accept it too. They believe that nothing can change the situation. But there is hope and there is help available. His name is Christ Jesus if you depend on him. If you don't believe in him, they got you. This is what we're dealing with today. Now the news, things in school, you have those that's told, now we want you to attack that individual. And then you have a plan by the group to now for the school congregation, the school to rise up to protect the homosexual. But see, the point is, it's played out. Then it makes the news. Then they put it on the headlines. You read it. I don't promote it either. I'm telling you how they do it. It's set up. The Word of God tells us in Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his own image. So the image of God created he them. Male and female created he them. He which made them at the beginning made them male and female. Matthew 19 verse 4. Mark 10:6. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. No one was ever born to be a homosexual. It's a perverse spirit that you pray out. You find out if there's a generational curse. You stop the generational curse and you pray together that normalcy will come to your family. If you're a Freemason, you renounce the blood oath. Get at it out of there. Get it out. Get everything out of your house that reminds you of the Freemasonry. And save yourself. Parental designs indicate that a child may be born with traits of the opposite sex because a design was put upon them before they were even born. The parent may have wanted a little girl, or the child is a little girl. Perhaps the parent wanted a little boy. So the parent's desires, the parental desires, influence the behavior of the child. Satan knows the desires of the parents. If those desires are in disobedience to God's word, Satan knows how to work the curse. That's heavy. That's real heavy. A lot of times you hear fathers say, I want to be a boy. Mother say, yes, that's what I was going to be. It was going to be a boy. They will begin to call it a boy, his name, or they'll do the same. Only as if the baby is going to be a girl. They have determined what sex the child is going to be for the whole 9 months. They'll orient themselves to the fact, which is not a fact at all, but a lie. The parents are deceiving themselves into thinking that they can do something about determining the sex of their child. The ungodly desire, that it's a lying wonder, and it works the design, which is a curse. The DNA is manipulated. The parent or parents are trying to be God, or they're trying to do God's work, which is create the child, either male or female. Parents may not know what they're doing. Satan knows it, but they're in disobedience. What happened to Ishmael? Abraham and Hagar, Sarah jumped the gun. Colossians 3:5-6. See, what I'm talking about today is not very popular. It's got to be told. It's got to be told. Colossians 3. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil, concupiscence, covetousness, which is idolatry. for which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. Whew. Bible's clear. The devils, Satan and the fallen angels and the demons have taken the ungodly desires of the parents who are in disobedience. He's using them as tools, devices to pervert the child. And generational curses carry on. That's why it's the best thing to do to find out if you have a generational curse. The ungodly desires have been transmitted into the womb. They have an effect on the unborn child. The DNA is affected by emotion, by desire. Early on the age. Many parents encourage the perverse spirit to become predominant in the child by encouraging traits that are unnatural to their sex. How about in schools now, they're having boys that dress like girls on little cute days. How about in, Wisconsin? Was it Wisconsin, I believe? Rosemont. Was it Rosemont? Where in the a General Assembly is going to be, play a prank where the kids were picked out, 10 or 15, 10 of them or so, I don't know, 10 or so, blindfolded and said, now somebody's going to kiss you and you decide who it is. You tell us who it is. Well, the prank was, it was a parent. Not a parent, but a parent. P-A-R-E-N-T. And it's supposed to be funny. Well, they did it. Family, that was a ritual. Of course, they said, oh, we're sorry. We didn't mean to do it. It was poor judgment and all that. No, it was a ritual to Nimrod. It was done. Look it up on the internet. It's disgusting. He had a son and a mother rolling around on the floor like their boyfriend, girlfriend. He had a father kissing his daughter. Goodness gracious alive. Family, this is all ritualistic. And they know that too. The ones participating had no idea. Well, I'm going to continue on. Tonight, Bible study, we have 8 to 9. And I bring up some more controversial issues. And I want to conclude tomorrow by ministering to the homosexual and what they can do for themselves. Solutions. And what really makes up this homosexual idea, this homosexual lifestyle. And being set free. Destroying curses and designs. Because family, this is what drives it all. We'll cover some more details tomorrow also on Halloween. Of course, it's only the 23rd, so 25th. I can still go on Monday for the Halloween part. We'll see how far we get. Anything you want me to talk about tomorrow, send me an email. Let you all know, too, that we're played up at highpointradio.net, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. John Kirkler. And he's going to stick his neck out and put up another tower and do four. He's got three now in those three states. He's going to expand it, even though some of the... he tells me that some of the sponsors are going out of business up there. It may be signs of the times. Family, got to get the word out about what's going on for real. I have a website, watchmanforjesus.com, and a Facebook, Watchman for Jesus. Tonight, Bible study. You can get it on my website when I break in on the 24-hour loop of archives at 8 o'clock tonight. Well, family, thank you for stopping by. Y'all have a good night. And I know I talked about some very touchy and very controversial subjects today, but what else is new? Y'all have a good night, and God bless. It's your Watchman. I'm signing off. Into his eyes. The love was shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief.
whatever fear I'd ever had just melted.